Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld. This program is about introducing people to some of the ideas Bruce Lipton will be sharing in New York when he visits there for a major workshop August 3rd, 2024. It's called The Grand Convergence of Science and Spirituality. And the renowned songwriter-singer Kristen Hoffman will do the opening number for the event. Tonight. Thanks, Kristen. On this show, I asked Bruce to tell me what the six-hour workshop in New York will all be about.
You know what it's all about? Knowledge is power, but here's what makes it interesting. Knowledge of self, which turns into self-empowerment. To become the creator instead of the presumed victim is all this new science.
For tickets for the Bruce Lipton event in New York, August 3rd, go to www.abetterworld.net/events-2. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Lipton and his upcoming agenda for his New York City conference.
The first thing I will show you is how life works, how a cell is shaped and the genetics of the cell is shaped by the interaction with the environment, and how by us interacting appropriately with the environment, we too can conform and become part of the garden. A garden has a very interesting definition. A garden is not a battleground. A garden is the height of cooperation. I said, we came from a garden, turned it into a battleground, destroyed the garden, and now we're saying, how do we get out? And I say, you better look around and say, we have to cooperate with the garden. We have to cooperate with each other. We have to cooperate with the plants, the animals, the air, the water. We got to do that because we lost that, and we're destroying the environment. So that's the first step right away. And as I said, NASA scientists even given us a year, two decades, boom, out of here if we don't do it now. So we're on the wake-up course right now doing this, okay? And I said, well, first of all, your life is 95% programmed. I said, yeah, I know that. I go, okay, but I said, what are my programs? I go, that's where there's a problem. I go, why? I said, well, the programming started 3 months before you were born. So I ask you, hey, Alan, what program did you get before you were born? I wasn't there. Then you were programmed a whole year from 0 to 1. Tell me the program you got when you were 0. I wasn't there. Why? Consciousness didn't kick in yet. You got another whole year of programming from 1 to 2. Tell me what you got when you were 1.5. I don't know. So guess what? We are unaware of most of our programs because when they were downloaded, we weren't conscious. Then I say, oh my God, then how am I going to heal my life? How can I fix my program? Now I give you the simple answer. First thing is this. 95% of your life is coming from the program, so your life is a printout of your program. Okay. So why is that important? I go, look at your life right at this moment and recognize this. The things that you like that come into your life, things that come in, you go, I like that, I like that. They come in because you have a program to acknowledge those things. But, and this is the one I want you to pay attention to, the things that you wish for and desire, but you have to struggle. You have to work hard. You have to sweat over it. I'm going to make it happen. I'm working on it. I'm going to make it happen. I'm working real hard. Why are you working hard for those destinations, which are mainly health, relationships, job, and all that stuff? Why are you working so hard? The answer is, whatever that destination is, and you're trying to get there and you're not getting there, it's because the program you got installed in your subconscious does not support that destination. So all of a sudden I said, what do I need to change? I said, where are you struggling? Why? Because struggle is a sign of no power. No power means your program doesn't give you that power. And that's why all of a sudden I said, well, now I know where to go. So let me list 3 ways in briefest understanding. Okay. I said, the first 2 ways are the natural ways how we got the program. I said, how'd you get the program? I said, first 7 years, brain was operating below consciousness vibration called theta, imagination, but hypnosis. You want to change your life? Hypnosis. I said, do I have to see a hypnotherapist? I go, no. And why not? Because I said, The vibrations of the brain when we're awake, like right now, and working hard is beta. When you are now, stop work, go home, relax, take it easy, then it slows down. The vibration is now called alpha. The moment alpha goes to the next vibration, theta, is the moment you fall asleep. You lost consciousness. Consciousness got disconnected when you were in theta. But theta is hypnosis. So you put earbuds in or earphones on, and you play self-help programs that you can get from bookstores and online and all that. Programs to make relationships, programs to do better in job, programs to get healthy. You put these programs at night. The moment you fall asleep is when the program starts working, actually. While you're awake, you can hear some of the program. But the moment you fall asleep, it's theta, it's the subconscious that hears the program. It's called self-hypnosis. Repeat this a number of times. Why? Theta is not a long-lasting phase. It's pretty short before you go to delta. So you got to repeat, repeat, repeat. So yeah, you got the first 7 years of programming through hypnosis. But you learned after age seven, you learn how to drive a car, play a music instrument, you know, ride a bike, do your whatever things you learned. I said, how did you learn these? Because they're now habits. Well, habits. Driving a car, you don't have to relearn it. You already learned it. So I say, after age seven, I make new programs by repetition. Repeat something. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. And the mind takes a repetition and then makes a program out of it. The new age silliness of it is fake it till you make it. You're not a happy person. You want to be a happy person? All day long, say to yourself, all day long, in the middle of your misery, you say, I am happy. I am happy. Repeat that to yourself. After a number of days of doing this, you don't have to do it anymore because you'll wake up and the program will be installed. You'll wake up happy without even having to do anything because repetition, habituation, habit, is how you add programs after age seven, okay? Now, both of those take time. And there's a phrase called necessity is the mother of invention. I say, what's a necessity? We have to evolve very quickly. We have two decades to change the entire world. We need a better way of changing programs. And it's called energy psychology, a different modality than conventional talk therapy, cognitive therapy, because the idea of the other therapy is let's understand how you got your program. Let's go back and, your mother did this and your father did that and your friend did that and you're rebuilding the program. I go, you don't need to rebuild the program. You already have the program. Going back, killing the messenger, is too late. You already got the message. So going backwards is a waste of your time. The question is, well, I want to go forward. So I say, well, how do you know what forward is? I say, this is what I want. This is what I wish and desire. And I say, well, how do you put it in? And the answer is energy psychology is a form of psychology that frequently engages something called super learning. Super learning? Yeah. A child under seven is a super learner. It could just experience something once and the rest of its life, it's got a program from that. After age seven, learning is a lot more difficult. And the idea about it, it has to do with right and left hemispheres of the brain. Left hemisphere, intellectual words. Right hemisphere, emotional pictures. Okay? What's the point? Under age seven, they work together. Every life experience under age seven has an intellectual component and an emotional component to that experience. After age seven, they're physically connected, but they're functionally disconnected. After age seven, it's called ultra-radiant, like a wave. I go, what does it mean? For 2 or 3 hours, you're in the intellectual side. Then for 2 or 3 hours, you're in the emotional side. Then for 2 or 3 hours, in the intellectual, emotional. It's a wave. But you're not in both at the same time again. The moment they separated, we lost super learning. So I said, well, but you can bring super learning back by integrating right and left hemispheres. Ooh, how do you do that? Well, there's a posture, and it's called the whole brain posture. I'll just very briefly say how it works. Simply this. My right hand is controlled by my left hemisphere. That's in the sense of the nervous system. The opposite side of the body is controlled by the opposite side of the mind. Okay. So my right hand controlled by my left hemisphere. I move it all around here. My left hemisphere is controlling all of this. But if my right arm crosses the midline and now operating over here, it's in the domain of this hemisphere. So if you cross both your arms, go like that maybe, then what are you doing? You're integrating right and left hemispheres at the same time. And it's very calming. In fact, not just your arms being crossed, but your ankles. Think about it this way. You've taught yourself, if you next time you start to relax and you notice, if you're sitting in a chair, guess what? You're sitting with your ankles crossed. Why? Because it brings balance to the right and left hemisphere, which is calming. So if you cross your ankles and cross your wrists simultaneously, and you're causing right and left hemispheres to integrate simultaneously, then you can make a statement and say it to yourself and download that statement in a super learning moment, just like that kid under seven. And 5, 10, 15 minutes of repeating that statement, you walk away completely different. Program has changed. Program has changed. So it's called energy psychology. I can't go into all the modalities, but on my website, brucelipton.com, under resources, about 25 energy psychology modalities, a descriptor and a website. So you can look it up. What can I say? I can lead you to water. I can't make you drink it. But if I lead you there and you drink it, you could possibly then change your entire life. And that's what it's all about.
On
Yes.
August 3rd, Bruce is going through all this development in much more detail, and I think it will be a life-changing event for some people, you know, because you're giving them the foundation. Of course, they have to do the work. Bruce, thank you for sharing your time here and your enthusiasm and your love of people and your desire to help people change.
Yeah, because
That
the
is
more people that are living heaven on earth is more I'm living heaven on earth. Because if the people around me are living heaven on earth, I'm in the middle of it, I'm going to be sharing it with them. And that's what we want all people to do. I want you to have your power back because I don't trust the government. I don't trust the corporations. I trust you because you and I and all of us online want the same thing. Happiness, health, a world of harmony, love, something to do that gives us our creative juices, action. We all want the same thing. Why don't we have it?
So the answer then to the world's problems is work on yourself, change your program, put that out into the field so other people may pick up on what you've done. Like you, Bruce, you've changed your field and you're changing other people's fields because your field is emanating, but they have to do the work, of course. Well, it's so great to see you never haven't lost that enthusiasm, and actually you've gained it as you get happier, as you change people's lives, as you change your own life. I recognize the first time I read what you had to say, I knew this guy had something, and you didn't even know what you had at the time because
Epigenetics was not a science when I did the research to show epigenetics. It wasn't a science. I was the only guy out there saying, hey, there's this, hey, the mind is controlling genes. Everybody, oh, you're crazy, Lipton. And therefore, I was relegated to the. It took 23 years from my original research before the science community adopted the concept of epigenetics, which I enjoy because it gave me 23 years head start. By adopting it 23 years before there, and then try to figure out life based on that belief rather than the one they were operating from. And it was wonderful because people like you, and very few of them, Alan, very few, saw what I was saying back then and said, oh, wait, this might be useful. And I want to honor you for that because, yeah, when I met you in New York and I said, oh my God, this guy understands what I'm talking about. I'm going to spend some time talking to Alan because he knows what the hell I'm talking about. And we've been there for years now.
For tickets for the Bruce Lipton event in New York, August 3rd, go to www.abetterworld.net/events-2 or use the QR code. Right now, we have a great 2-for-1 special because we really want people there to see this work. Thank you.
Just take your breath, just time.
For tickets for the Bruce Lipton event in New York, August 3rd, go to www.betterworld.net/events-2, because we really want people there to see this work. Thank you.